We're excited to welcome Charlotte Said to the team at Silicon Foundry as our chief of staff, working with our CEO, Neil Hanch. Before joining Silicon Foundry, Charlotte earned her MBA from the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business and went on to spend 2 years working in consumer and retail M&A banking. Charlotte has a combined 6 years of experience across financial services, spending time in private wealth management and consumer credit cards. In her free time, Charlotte immensely enjoys tapping into her creative side through photography, recently exploring film and portrait work as a way to see her surroundings through a new lens. Starting from the beginning, you spent a couple of years in investment banking after earning your MBA, following earlier roles at JP Morgan and American Express. What were the biggest takeaways from that chapter of your career?
I would say my time in investment banking was intense, but incredibly formative. I had the amazing opportunity to work closely with companies at pivotal moments in their journeys, whether deciding to sell, merge, or go public. It was fascinating to have a front row seat to how brands evolve and how executive teams think about growth, both organic and inorganic. I came to appreciate how deeply strategy and storytelling influence high-stakes decisions. The biggest takeaway for me was that while numbers and operations matter, real value comes from understanding people, such as the customers, the teams, and how ideas resonate with them. That perspective continues to shape how I think about innovation and long-term growth today.
You've also spent time in both New York and San Francisco. What excites you most about returning to San Francisco?
My first two official internships were in San Francisco while I was in college. I had never been to the city before, but I accepted a role at a hedge fund in the Presidio and spent 2 summers here without knowing anyone, and I loved it immediately. After graduation, family, friends, and work opportunities kept me in New York, though I made it a point to visit the Bay Area a couple of times a year. Coming back now feels full circle. It's an especially exciting moment to be here, with San Francisco once again at the epicenter of innovation. At this stage of my career, it feels like the perfect fit personally and professionally.
As you settle into your role at Silicon Foundry, what are you most curious to explore or dive deeper into?
In my previous role, I spent 2 years working on M&A, but we were typically focused on larger transactions, usually $100 million and above. I'm excited to get involved in M&A projects at Silicon Foundry because the member companies often look at smaller, more emerging targets, which is a fascinating space to explore. I'm also eager to sit in on meetings with venture firms, founders, and startups to observe, absorb, and better understand the pace and creativity driving innovation in San Francisco.
Since your background is heavily focused in financial services, how do you see that experience influencing the way you think about innovation and collaboration here? And what excites you most about contributing to that work?
Coming from financial services, including time at JP Morgan, Amex, and Evercore, I've seen firsthand how innovation within a highly regulated environment can be both challenging and deeply rewarding. In banking, you learn to think creatively within constraints, to find new paths while managing risk and ensuring precision. That experience taught me the value of disciplined innovation, knowing when to push boundaries and when to protect structure. What excites me now is applying that mindset in a space where experimentation is encouraged and collaboration thrives on curiosity. I'm energized by the opportunity to bring that balance of rigor and openness to this work.
After working in San Francisco for a bit now, what's a recent technology you've been exposed to that has been particularly useful? Or an idea or product that made you think, I wish I'd thought of that?
Coming from a highly regulated industry like banking, I had limited exposure to new technology tools. So this might sound basic by San Francisco standards, but Granola Notes has been a game changer for me. Having AI-generated meeting notes has completely changed how I engage in conversations. I can actually listen and participate rather than splitting my focus between thinking and typing. It's a small shift, but one that has made me much more present in my work.
Photography has been a big creative outlet for you. You've even done some small projects and sold your prints. Where did that interest originate, and how has it influenced the way you think or work today?
Photography has been a constant thread in my life. I first picked up a camera seriously when I was around 15 through a high school elective, and I immediately fell in love with it. It teaches patience, composition, and the importance of framing, lessons that translate far beyond the creative world. I've always had a creative streak, but photography gave me the right outlet. It's shaped how I tell stories, present ideas, and see different perspectives, all of which influence how I approach my work today. Outside of work, I've been spending more time on photography since being in a new city means endless new subjects, which has been really energizing. Lately, I've been exploring film photography, experimenting with different types of film, and focusing more on portraits of friends rather than just landscapes. It's been a fun way to reconnect with creativity and see my surroundings through a different lens.
Other than photography, what areas or trends are you personally curious about, whether that's in technology, culture, or beyond?
Adjusting to life in San Francisco has deepened my curiosity about longevity, not just in terms of lifespan, but also in terms of quality of life. I'm fascinated by how innovation can move beyond convenience to genuinely enhance well-being. One area I'm especially interested in is women's health, particularly in the context of cryopreservation and menopause care. Both have been overlooked for far too long, but are finally starting to see incredible innovation and investment.
This audio was AI-generated using voice synthesis. However, the content is based on original responses from the participant.